Morning, DS Screen.
Hi, good morning. This is Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff. Is Donald in?
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Is there maybe a time to call back or to get a hold of him?
He's kind of semi-retired right now. He kind of floats in and out. He usually pops in sometime after 2:30, but he's usually only here for about an hour.
Oh, man. So is there an email if that's easier for him?
There's a company email. He doesn't check it, though.
He doesn't. Do you know who is it?
Yeah, just for Donald Paul.
Yeah, just an office manager, anyone like that around. It's just, he told me to kind of follow up with him sometime this year. So I was just kind of, just basically following up with him. He told me to check in.
All right, well, best bet would be to talk to Rob, who is his son. He is out right now, but he should be back by 12:30. If you want to call back anytime after 12:30, he will be here till at least 4.
So 4 p.m. Okay. Yeah, I'll just do that.
Well, he'll be back after 12:30, and then he'll be here till 4.
Oh, okay. Do you want to just take down my information? Just give it to Rob, if that's easier.
You're gonna have to wait a minute. I'm in the back of the shop. All I got is a phone back here.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll wait for a little bit.
All right. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, who's this?
Yeah, it's Alfonso Garza.
You're gonna have to spell that for me.
Alfonso.
O-N-F-O.
Yeah, Alfonso. Last name Garza. It's G-A-R.
G-A-R?
Yeah, G-A-R-Z-A. Garza.
Oh. Well, that was a lot easier than I expected.
It sounds kind of funny over the phone. It kind of breaks up and stuff like that.
I was like, there's no way. I'm not going to murder your name right now.
I usually get like P-H in between instead of the F. Like Alfonso.
Well, that's kind of what I would have done.
Well, my number. Yeah, I'm with Bank of Cardiff. And Cardiff is spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F. Like different. Cardiff.
Cardiff.
Yeah. And then has he mentioned, like, Rob, any new equipment or anything he wants to bring on to the business? Either now or sometime next year?
No, we're not looking to branch out at all.
Okay. Yeah, I was just kind of checking in, maybe as a tax write-off at the end of the year. That's what I was kind of, discussing with.
Oh, gotcha.
With Donald here.
Yeah, you can leave me the number, but I wouldn't count on anything, to be honest with you. We got what we got for machines, and we were actually, I think they were rumbling about even getting rid of a couple of them that we don't even use anymore.
Oh, are you guys thinking of bringing more, either when you guys sell those that you guys might want to bring on more that you guys actually do use?
Nah, probably not. We're pretty specified for what we do here, and it's, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 6 Blanchard grinders of various sizes, and we only use four of them. Two of them have been sitting here literally untouched for a couple of years at this
point. Wow, just taking up space?
Pretty much, and we got another boat anchor. We got another one that I call the boat anchor sitting out in the other room. That's I'm just like, dude, get a scrap dumpster here so we can throw that fucking thing away. It's from the 60s. It's been raped for parts more times than you can even think of. It's it'll never run again. So it's just a big anchor in the middle of the shop.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of in, you know, it's, I don't know. I would have just talked to you all back if I knew what this is, what it was. We are kind of a, it's very specified for what we do, and it's kind of a dying business, you know. It's, luckily, we do some things that a lot of places won't do. As far as I know, there's only 12, maybe 20 of what we do in the country.
Wow.
There's not a lot of call for Blanchard grinding.
Wow, and what is that? What do you guys do differently than other people?
Well, it's not a regular machine shop. It's Blanchard grinding is, you know, my machine will handle anything up to a five-ton plate of steel. And we just did two big shims that were about 5,000 pounds apiece. And it was rough cast iron that was, you know, poured into a mold. They broke it out of the mold, and they needed this thing flat and parallel within 10 thousandths of an inch. And they had to have us take a half inch of stock off each side of it. So we had to shrink a 3-foot-thick block of cast iron down an inch.
Wow.
And it's it's going in, it was on its way to a bridge in East Boston that's going in the ocean, and it's the bottom plate shim that is what it's getting rested on.
Oh my God, you guys did that?
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, you know, we do a lot of stainless steel, which we have a machine that'll swing 102 inches corner to corner, and we can put a 86-inch, I want to say, vacuum chuck on it and do stainless steel, because a lot of stainless, it's like 304 stainless and stuff like that, is non-magnetic, and our tables are magnetic, so what you do is you put stuff on the machine, you shim it, you set the mag, and then you can grind the other side of it, and then you roll it over and make it flat. That's how you make them flat and parallel. You just keep rolling them over. But stainless steel, you can't do that. So when it's a thin piece of stainless steel, you throw it on a vacuum chuck that we have, and there's a lot of places that won't touch certain types of stainless and Inconel and stuff like that. And we can do it. Usually they don't want to pay for us to do it, but we can do it. It just takes a lot of time because we can suck them right down to the table.
Oh man, and I'm surprised. Like, how is it like a dying business? I feel like you guys are doing like really well. Like, if that's something that you guys are really specifying.
We do well. We as far as I know, there's us. There's another place. I know there's a couple, one maybe or two down in New Jersey area. There's another one in Springfield, Mass. That does what we do. And there was another one in Chelmsford, and they literally just sold. A lot of places sell their big machines because there's not a lot of call for the big stuff. It's a lot of small stuff. We also do rib spreaders from Lab Medicals and things like that. And that's kind of where the dying business comes in. Not a lot of call for a lot of big stuff. And granted, when it is big, anything up to a certain size, we will get it. Other than that, it usually goes off to somewhere else, because I know out in the Midwest there's a couple places that have some big machines.
Oh, man.
But the only place that was near us that was any bit of competition, I say that lightly, they sold their biggest machine, and just because they didn't have enough work to keep it running.
Right. Wow.
So we got two big ones, we got two small ones, we got a medium, and then two medium-sized ones. And the two medium-sized ones, we don't even run anymore because mm-hmm. anything that I can do on the medium-sized machine, I can do on my big machine.
Oh, okay. So you're just kind of just taking up space.
Yeah, well, for the most part.
Do most of those like machines last you long?
The one in the front of the shop, that's the big one we have, is from 1962, I want to say.
Oh,
man. And the one that's in that I run, I want to say, is from the early 70s.
Wow, so they last a really long time. You haven't had like to either update them, clean them out, break down,
rebuild.
They break down sometimes.
Yeah, there's always little things that break on them here and there, but a lot of the times it's just stupid stuff. And you know, at this, I've been here 15 years, and over the past 15 years, we've had to rebuild some, I guess you could call, substantial things, but it's mainly just gaskets that have gone and gears that have broken. But, you know, the only way to get to them is to break the whole machine down, and you're talking a month downtime when you do that. But for the most part, you know, we've blown a motor here and there. You're usually good for a motor every 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And do those normally cost you guys long, or do you guys just pay cash with them, or with your line of credit with your bank?
That's between them. Rob's kind of been taking the business over from the father. He's been here his whole life, and he's, you know, he's 70 now, so he doesn't really. He likes to come in and kind of stick his nose into things and see what's going on, but I've been here so long, I can do anything that comes in the door. And Rob's been here on and off his whole life. He's been here full-time the past probably 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and he's kind of pretty much going to be his at some point.
Right. Well, that's exciting. I'm just, you know, really, I'm still surprised that it's still kind of dying, like a dying business.
Oh, like a lot of people call it a dying business. I mean, are we as busy as we were a long time? When I first started, I was working 60-hour weeks. Now I'm, you know, now I'm working 40. And we have our lulls where we slow down a little bit, but it's not really, you know, it comes and goes. Some weeks you're busier than you know what to do with, but then you hustle, and you're done, and then the next week you get a day of relaxation. You know, it depends on who needs what done and when and how fast they need it.
Right. Are you guys up? Yeah, are you guys, like, up or down from, like, last year? Or is there, like, compared to sales?
To say, we usually break even. I mean, we're usually pretty consistently the same. I really can't judge whether I've done more work this year or less. I mean, we were a little slow at one time, and I actually put myself down to 4 day weeks because I was just bored coming here on Friday. I got other shit to do. I went to work with my friend somewhere else, and I go riding on my motorcycle if I want, shit like that. But it's, like I said, it's pretty consistent. But buying new machines and things like that is really, as far as I know, there's no interest. There's really nothing we need that would help us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah.
I mean, that's obviously for them to make the call on. But as far as I can tell, there are some things that need updating around here, but it's not machine-wise, and it's just more personal preference than anything.
Right.
You know, and you guys aren't going to supply me with new windows if I want to put new windows in the back of the shop.
Well, we do have programs where you can get quick cash, which is, like, it's unsecured cash. You can pretty much do whatever you see fit for your business.
Yeah.
We do actually grant that program also, not just equipment. But do you guys have trouble selling that those pieces that you guys don't want?
What, the spare grinders? Yeah, I don't know. As far as I know, nobody wants them. I don't know how much he looked into getting rid of them, but I know he called the manufacturer that we bought them from 40 years ago and said, if you know anyone looking for them, we have them sitting here.
Oh, okay. So he's really trying to get rid of him. Well,
yeah, I don't know how much they're trying to get rid of him, and I don't know if the father even knows Rob called, but I know Rob did question it at one time, and he might have, he kind of rumbled to me that he did make a phone call on it. I don't know where that took off from or what, but
right. Man, well,
I just work here, you know. He's not here right now, so I'm just kind of fucking off, and that's pretty much why I'm on the phone with you right now.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to be of use to him and see if he had anything in the needs. If just introduce myself, if not, then I'll just kind of follow back. He has my information, so if he does need,
you didn't leave the number though. You didn't give me that.
I didn't. Oh, it's 858.
858.
Yeah, 252.
252
and 1487.
1487.
And if he has like any customers that own businesses, we do financing, so we can actually help them finance the equipment that they're looking to purchase, which is the ones that you guys are trying to get rid of. We can also help you guys there.
All right.
Alrighty. Thank you so much.
I'll relay the message on to him. I you know, give or take whether he calls you back, but I know they do use different banks. I know when they need money, I know they have banks they've probably been dealing with their whole lives.
Right. Yeah, well, we just wanted to be an option, and just, you know, I just want to introduce myself since I know a little bit more about the business now that you kind of opened up to me.
Sure. Not a problem.
Alrighty. You have a great, what was your name again? Sorry, I didn't
Mike.
Get it. Alright, Mike, thank you so much, and it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Hey, have a good day. You too.
Bye, Mike. Bye.